Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call Banks. He's brought to you by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com. Discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, and by York Install Confidence, the two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58, Call Banks. Hi, Call.
Hello, man. Good morning.
Carl. We were talking about at the top of the show the differences in this offense, because this is the offense I think most of us envisioned the Giants would look like at the start of the season. To you, what's been the biggest change?
Jamon Brown. I think because of his experience, and I know some people don't see the subtleties in it, but offensive line is kind of a complex mix of moving parts. And once you know where your weaknesses are, but there's some level of stability, everybody gets better. So what has happened is he's made Wheeler better. He's made everybody across the line better because he is a guy who can kind of blunt the middle, if you will. He's not letting guys come up the middle, which allows your quarterback now to see a rush from the outside without having to worry about something on the inside. He's blocked in a good system in L.A., was a starter in that system until injury and then suspension. So what you have is a guy who kind of gets it, understands it. I saw it in the San Francisco game, and then I saw it again yesterday. They were able to, for the most part, now they gave up four sacks, but for the most part, they were able to give this quarterback an opportunity to really do what he does best as a pocket passer. I think putting Eli Manning under center has helped them greatly. It's helped the offensive line a lot, too, because they're not as predictable in terms of showing pass or showing run. And when you're in shotgun, your options to run the football are a little different than they are when you're under center. So I think those two things have been the most appreciable changes for the good that I've seen. But, you know, with Nate Solder, the fact that now he can do what he does best is let the guy get to the outside and run him past the quarterback, and knowing that the quarterback can step up. Go back 4 weeks. If he's running his guy by the quarterback, his guy's going to run into the quarterback because the quarterback's trying to escape something up the middle of the offensive line. Now that they've solidified, you know, at least for these last two games, they've solidified the center of the offense in their pass protection. It allows the quarterback an opportunity to move around in there.
And also the running game has really been, you know, I mean, they ran the ball yesterday. 163 yards overall. Yeah. Barkley had a big game, 27 rushes in this game. I mean, that's another huge reason why, you know, Eli had the kind of game like he had yesterday.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Joe. He has been really good operating, again, under center. But what it does, it having a run game, Eli Manning is a really good play-action pass quarterback. And being able to do those run fakes, and you could see him roll out some. He did a lot of different things because they were able to run the football. And it gave the opponent a lot more to think about than just, okay, here's the predictable one or two plays that are coming. And the way the offensive line was blocking, the way that Saquon Barkley was able to establish a rhythm with this offensive line just made it even more dangerous.
You know, Joe mentioned this earlier, looking at all the plays in this game, the Evan Engram 54-yard catch in a lot of ways may have been the biggest, because at 31-28, after the Buccaneers had come back, they had scored on three straight possessions, gotten in the end zone three straight times, Jameis Winston was giving him a spark. I think there was a lot of Giant fans that had envisions of a horrific loss. You know, the one against Carolina, you know, Deshaun Jackson doing something crazy. That play seemed to calm a lot of nerves.
Well, it did until the defense got back on the field again.
Wow.
But, and we'll get into that. But, yeah, I love the fact that Evan Engram is kind of the forgotten man. When teams are game planning, they have so much to worry about. Now, and I do expect Evan Engram to start playing a little more. And I don't know the reasons why he's not out there, other than the fact that maybe he's fallen out of favor a little bit. But he's certainly showing that when they put him in there now, he's focused and ready to contribute. But and then it's also they're running the ball a little more too. But he's the forgotten man because they're worrying about all these other guys. And last week was the same thing. Late in the game, guess who appears out of nowhere and nobody knows how to cover him because he wasn't part of the plan for the whole game.
Mm. Yeah, no question about it. And now let's go, talking to Carl Banks, let's go over to the defense because to me, look, they forced four turnovers in this game, which is probably the difference in the game. They had that big stop on fourth down early in the game at 7-0. So they made some, you know, huge plays in this game. The interception returned by Ogletree for the touchdown off of Jenkins' back and all of that. But once Winston came in the game, I mean, they couldn't stop him, Carl.
Well, they couldn't stop the other guy either,
Fitzpatrick. Well, they didn't stop him. They picked him off three times.
Listen, there is a song. I think it was an 80s song called It's Just an Illusion.
Okay.
That's what this is. Those four turnovers were just an illusion.
Okay.
Yeah, they count, and I give them credit. But if you guys, you know, every Friday for the last, I don't know, four or five, when I give my keys to the game, I'm always saying the defense has to be better in the field of play. They give up a lot of big chunk yards, right? So now I'm sounding the alarm because this defense is not as good as advertised, and it's their fault. It's not their lack of talent. They lack talent in some areas, but, boy, the way they play, they get exposed. And some of the more fundamental things that need to be done, attention to detail, and thank goodness the offense is playing the way it is right now because the defense are not, they can't hold anybody. And I'm going to tell you this, if they had 500-something yards yesterday, I would say 250 of it were a result of something, a fundamental breakdown on defense, the basics. You get, you know, the backside of a defense, corner runs over across the formation, and the end man on the line of scrimmage crashes down like somebody else was going to be out there to make a tackle. You know, and then the ball and the play goes for 20-something yards. Then it's first and 30, and they hit a pass for 39 yards. Then, you know, you're giving up these big plays in the middle of the field. You cannot do that. You can't. They get down the field in three plays, 40 yards on two of them. And this is a 60-something yard scoring drive. You can't do that. Mm. You know, yeah, great. You're good in the red area, but that doesn't help you when you need to get three and outs. Mm. You know, in a team that can put up points, and then late in the game, the Giants just come back and score, put a more comfortable lead up. They're a minute and something left in the game. And Mike Evans in the corner of the end zone, the one thing you can't do with a minute left in the game is give up a big play.
Yeah. Mm. He beat them like a drum. Jenkins and Collins on that play.
Again, do I think that it was a great play by Mike Evans? Not as much as I think it was a lousy play by corner and safety.
Mm.
Fundamentals. Listen, I refuse to believe that they're not teaching it, and I refuse to believe that these players are dumb. I think everybody's smart enough, they just got to apply it.
Mm.
Because end-of-game situations are taught. They've been taught since I played, and that's 30 years ago, right? Situational football, I'm sure before they took the field, keep them in bounds, nothing over your head. Keep them in bounds, nothing over your head. Keep them in bounds, come up, make a sure tackle. Let the clock run out on them. They had no timeouts.
Mm. He didn't mention
what happens. Two plays into the drive, boom, over the top. Safety's turning inside. Corners let the guy inside. It's just, I don't know, because I don't know what the defensive call was, but I could tell you this: it was a fundamental breakdown more so than a great play by Evans.
Yeah, only took a minute 20 for them to score. And right, Tampa scored touchdowns on four straight possessions. Yeah.
Well, because
Winston got in the game every time.
Guys, you're looking at – I heard you guys talking about Barber on my way in.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Barber, but I could run through those holes. Seriously. Now, what he did after he got through the holes is all him, but he didn't see a guy until he got to the defensive backfield on most of those plays. Why? Because defensive line and linebacker are not communicating. You got two guys in the same hole and nobody where the back is. So they're running behind their own jerseys.
So how do you clean this up? Because they obviously have to get better. Right, they have a step up in competition coming up with Philly and then Chicago.
One of the other things I've been saying for the last 5 weeks about this defense and about this team, attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Attention to detail. I refuse to believe that B.J. Goodson's not good enough to make plays. But these guys have these lapses, and I talked about their mental endurance. You know, they're not good enough to have mental lapses, and they're not old enough to be having mental lapses either.
They've got to
stay focused and commit to their fundamentals. This is a team that will commit to fundamentals every once in a while. And then when they get in the red zone, they become, superhuman. But they just let a team drive down the field on them. You can't do that and win football games. If the stated goal of Odell Beckham is let's go win this thing out, then you ain't helping them. Because this type of – and it's not a matter of effort, right? It's a matter of focus and attention to detail. Because effort is in every losing team, every losing locker room too. It's the wrong type of effort. You've got to give winning effort.
You know what also didn't help, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it, but what didn't help is taking away Snacks Harrison. That doesn't help.
Okay, we can say that.
I mean, it's true.
Here's the one thing I
will
say.
Is Peyton Barber going for 106 yards of Snacks out there?
And I'll tell you why. For two reasons. Number one, Snacks gets everybody lined up, right? There's a better chain of communication when Snacks was out there. And he's a hell of a football player.
Sure.
So he's gone. Now, we don't have to deal with that anymore. Play with the cards you're dealt. Young players, learn and commit to your technique. Okay, because same technique that Snacks played, they got rid of him so that you guys can do what you do. Linebackers, young linebackers, old linebackers, work with this defensive front and make sure everybody's on the same page. Mm. But you got some guys that are making mistakes. Okay, and they got no pass rush, but you got Olivier Vernon that single-handedly moved the team down
three
the field.
Straight now,
25 yards.
Nobody will accuse him of trying to jump off sides, but this is what I'm talking about. Attention to detail, situational football, in-game awareness. These are the things that winning teams have to do. This team is learning how to win again. But in order to continue to win, you've got to do the little things.
Mm. You know, I had a big game for them, too. Coleman, the kick returner.
Sure.
I think he was plus every time.
Thank God for this offense, and thank God for the return game.
That was 21. And let me say this, too. Thank God for Ryan Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because at some point, he checked out, too, by the way, on his Hail Mary in the end zone. That was the equivalent.
Bro,
and I don't know if I said it on air or not.
That was horrible.
It was the equivalent of a guy playing sandlot football.
Yeah.
And his mother just stood on the porch and said, you better get your butt here. He just threw the ball up and says, I'm out. I got to go.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable.
That was bad.
But, they had an opportunity for two more interceptions, too.
They did. Yep.
And they didn't come up with it. And listen, I am sending out a call to action because this has been going on for a while. It got magnified, and it gets magnified each and every game they don't fix it because every team goes to work on it. San Francisco went to work on them, and then Tampa amplified what San Francisco did. And if you don't think the Philadelphia Eagles, who are looking for some type of success on offense after last night's performance – aren't going to look for every angle to exploit what they do wrong on defense. They got another thing coming. This offense is seems to be getting some things going, right? They're going to be challenged this game. They will need a compliment from their defense, and they will need it consistently throughout the game because the defensive front of the Philadelphia Eagles, they're going to believe that they can rattle Eli Manning. This offensive line will be challenged again. They will hit some plays, but the defense has to be consistent. Carson Wentz has given every team he's played for, played against, opportunities for turnovers. But he's also moved around and made big plays. They've got to be consistent. They've got to find a pass rush. They haven't gotten a whiff on the passer. And how about this one? If you want to really know how, where this defense is right now, Tampa punted once the entire game.
Well, part of that were the turnovers.
Right. That is true.
But they punted once the entire game, which means you're not given a lot of resistance.
Sure. No, you're right, especially in the second half of this game. We mentioned he
scored,
right.
scored
four touchdowns
in a row. The
way
your offense is playing, man, I would be feeding this offense. I'm on the field saying, guys, let's get another three and out. This is going to be a blowout.
Mm.
You know, but and you had them in obvious passing situations and you couldn't finish. You know, you couldn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. So I'm saying this. I think they're capable. Yeah, they're challenged in some areas on defense. But that only you only get exposed to that when you're not doing your technique. There's only a few times a game if you're challenged in some areas, game planning by your staff keeps you from being exposed unless they find that right matchup. And then you tip your hat, but it doesn't happen consistently through a game. So you just got to have your guys in the right place. I know that if B.J. Goodson is in the right place, he's going to make a hell of a tackle because he's a good tackler, right? I know that if Alec Ogletree is in the right place and reading his keys in pass defense, he's going to be a factor in it. But when they're all over the place, it looks exactly like that. Barber running through untouched until he got to the defensive backfield.
Are you more encouraged by the offense or discouraged by the defense?
No, I'm encouraged by the team. I'm just pointing out what's going to come and bite them. I'm not listen. They won, so
well,
I'm
I get
encouraged
it, but as you
by the character. No, no,
but they've got to be better. I get that.
I'm encouraged by the character that this team has shown, but I'm also telling you the facts that when you've got a defense that's playing in spurts, they've counted on either a red zone. Big play or every yard counts. I get it. But if you got to give up all of these yards during the course of a game and count on your red zone defense, it ain't going to hold up every time. If you are poor run fits, you're going to give up 200 yards the next game.
Hmm.
And you're not going to give your all because every team will not be as accommodating to the Giants offensive line as the Tampa Bay Bucks were. You know, there are ways you can get to Philadelphia, but you got to do some things right up front, and they probably won't be consistent. So your defense has to hold up. You know, your corner has to be focused on Alshon Jeffrey every single play. Your safety's got to know what his reads are, where his first moves are when the ball is snapped. Know the defense, know the in-game situation. I'm happy for them that they're winning. But I'm telling you, if you play like you continue to play,
right,
you will be exposed each and every week to a point to where it's detrimental to your ability to continue to win football games. Simple as that. I said it about the offensive line. They're getting better, right? Defensively, I'm just saying, I'm telling you right now, if you don't correct these fixable mistakes, you will be exposed even greater for the rest of the season because every team is seeing it and every team sees that you're not doing it any better, then they come up with more ways to get to you. So now you can never get it fixed. But it all starts with basic fundamentals. I mean, some of their biggest plays were just guys out of position Not that it was a great play. Like a guy who's at on contain at the end of the line of scrimmage crashes down. There's nobody there but the sideline for the runner. So is it the corner not communicating, saying, hey, look, I'm gone. You've got backer force? I don't know. I'm not out there. But I can tell you what happened, and I can tell you why it happened. So these are fixable things. Do I think Kareem Martin could turn a play back inside? Yeah, he did it a lot, but not enough when they needed it. But that could be a function of communication. One guy saying, I'm gone, you got backer force.
Right.
Simple as that, and he doesn't crash down, and they make a play. But instead, it's a 29-yard run.
Well, Carl.
So these are the things, man.
They're gonna
I'm happy for them, and I'm proud of the character that they're showing. But if they want to continue on their quest to win the rest of their games, they can't play like they played defensively. Even and that's including the turnovers. They got four turnovers, should have had six.
Yeah. No, we mentioned that before. There was one sequence on one of the touchdown drives.
That ain't going to be enough. Almost back-to-back plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There won't be a Fitzpatrick in every game.
No.
They may have an opportunity for one, and they better make that one.
It's a step up over the next 2 weeks. As bad as the Eagles have been, they're better than the Bucs, and the Bears are better than the Eagles.
Yeah, and I think they can still compete. I think they can win it, but they have to do a lot of things right. They have to do a lot of things right, and they're just not on the defensive side of the ball, which is shocking. Because I thought, you know, when the offense was playing bad, the defense gave them a chance, but they were still giving up big chunk yards.
Mm.
It was just glossed over because the offense could
keep
a game close.
Yeah.
You know?
Carl, great talking to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you
again. Same to you guys.
Indeed, Carl.
Yes.
See you, man.
Carl Banks, he also laid out the keys to the game on how they can actually beat the Eagles, and it starts with being a lot better defensively. Those keys were sponsored by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealer.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.